Here's the news. First, the headline. President Prabowo's official visit to Thailand marks an important step in strengthening bilateral relations. Indonesia needs strategic collaboration with Japan in innovative infrastructure financing. Those are the headlines, and now the news in details, read by Ray. President Prabowo's official visit to Thailand marks an important step in strengthening bilateral relations between Indonesia and Thailand. Dora Pardede has the details.
The President of the Republic of Indonesia, Prabowo Subianto, conducted an official visit to Thailand on Monday, May 19, 2025. Deputy for Protocol, Press and Media of the Presidential Secretariat, Yusuf Permana, in a press statement to the media crew in Bangkok, Sunday, May 18, 2025, revealed that this visit marked an important step in strengthening bilateral relations between Indonesia and Thailand in various strategic fields.
Dalam rangka kunjungan resmi,
in the context of the official visit of the President of the Republic of Indonesia, Mr. Prabowo Subianto, to Thailand, he will carry out a series of important agendas in order to improve bilateral relations between Indonesia and Thailand.
Yusuf Permana explained that one of President Prabowo's visit's agenda is to have an official audience with the King of Thailand, His Majesty Maha Vajiralongkorn, at the Amphorn Royal Palace, Bangkok. The meeting is a symbol of the close diplomatic relation between the two countries and the high respect from the Kingdom of Thailand for Indonesia. After meeting the King of Thailand, President Prabowo continues his journey to Government House to attend an official welcoming ceremony led directly by the Prime Minister of Thailand, Pattanchan Sinawatra. Furthermore, President Prabowo and Prime Minister Pattanchan hold a bilateral meeting between the Indonesian and Thai governments, which discusses strengthening cooperation in various fields. President Prabowo's series of official visits ended with an official luncheon held at Government's House. Dora Pardede for Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Indonesia needs strategic collaboration with Japan in innovative infrastructure financing to get the target of 8% growth. Here is the details by Dora Pardede.
Indonesia targets development growth of 8%. Indonesia Ambassador to Japan, Harry Akmadi, when opening the innovative financing and unlocking opportunities for sustainable development activity at the Indonesia Pavilion Osaka Expo in Japan, revealed that growth of the size is not cheap. It is equivalent to infrastructure investment of more than 10,000 trillion rupiah, or around 88 billion yen, and cannot be handled by public funds alone. Therefore, Harry Akmadi emphasized the importance of strategic collaboration, especially with international partners such as Japan.
We need bold partnership, fresh financing ideas, and smarter ways to deliver the impact. And that it is why Japan's come in as one of our most trusted long-term partners. From Jakarta MRT to Patimban Port, then the proving ground of in Bekasi, Japanese investment has helped turn blueprint into the breakthroughs.
Ambassador Harry explained that currently the Indonesian government is exploring cooperation through a financing scheme based on leasing with Avrix, especially to support the urban transportation sector. According to Ambassador Harry, the government is exploring leasing at least 37 train sets for Jakarta. This step is seen as an efficient alternative solution compared to direct purchases, considering the limited funds of commuter operators. He further explained that the public-private partnership leasing scheme offers risk guarantees and feasibility support that makes Indonesia stand out as an attractive place for investment. Dora Pardede for Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Anticipating the impact of the trade war, the Indonesian House of Representatives encouraged increased government supervision of bounded logistics centers. Andi has the details.
The head of Commission 11 of the Indonesian House of Representatives, Ms. Bakun, on Monday encouraged the government through the Ministry of Finance and the Fiscal Policy Agency to increase supervision on the bonded logistics center's activities. Bonded logistics centers are multifunctional warehouse facilities used to store imported or local goods that offer tax and customs facilities as well as other operational flexibility. In a hearing meeting in Jakarta, Ms. Bakun expressed his appreciation for the Indonesian government's initiative to increase the supply of goods traffic. However, according to him, the government needs to increase supervision of these facilities to avoid misuse of facilities, especially since there are currently concerns arising from the impact of the United States tariff policy on many countries that are feared will flood Indonesia through illegal channels.
Soal masuknya barang-barang ilegal yang
regarding the entry of illegal goods consumed by the Indonesian people, because currently we are also facing the same situation, namely regarding this tariff. The tariff war issued by the United States President Donald Trump has raised new concerns, namely the entry goods from countries that are prohibited from exporting to America or exports to America that are subject to high tariffs. It is feared that they will enter the domestic market in Indonesia.
Meanwhile, the head of the Fiscal Policy Agency of the Ministry of Finance, Febrio Nathan Kacaribu, conveyed the government's commitment to continue evaluating existing policies related to bonded logistics centers, including the implementation stage in the field. He also acknowledged that there had been very dynamic changes in the performance of imports and exports in the world due to the tariff war between the United States and China.
The Minister of Villages, Development of Disadvantaged Regions and Transmigration remains committed to reducing the number of disadvantaged areas in the country. Ranov has the details.
The Indonesian government, through the Ministry of Villages, Development of Disadvantaged Regions and Transmigrations, remain committed to reducing the number of disadvantaged areas in the country. Currently, 36 regions are target exits the underdeveloped category in the near future, in line with the National Medium-Term Development Plan. Secretary General of Ministry of Villages Development of Disadvantaged Regions and Transmigration, Taufik Majid, explained in a meeting with the Commission 10 of the House of Representatives on Monday. There are a number of variables that make a region leave the status of the disadvantaged regions, among them the Social Resilience Index and the Economic Resilience Index.
Dari kondisi infrastrukturnya, kemudian
from the condition of the infrastructure to improving the skills or human resources in the disadvantaged regions, and also how to push the use of natural resources potential in those regions so it can be well optimized to improve people's welfare.
Taufik also said that village funds are directed to support education, food security, and the elimination of extreme poverty. In addition, Ministry of Villages, Development of Disadvantaged Regions and Transmigration encouraged the use of local potential to help improve the welfare of rural communities.
As for May 17th, a total of 103,806 Indonesian Hajj pilgrims have arrived in Medina, Saudi Arabia. Indonesian Religious Affairs Ministry urges pilgrims to stay cautious on extreme heat. Ranov has the details.
The departure of the first wave of Indonesian Hajj pilgrims has been committed on May 17. A total of 103,806 Indonesian Hajj pilgrims have arrived in Medina, Saudi Arabia. Head of the Health Division of the Indonesian Hajj Organizing Committee in Saudi Arabia, Muhammad Imron, in a press statement on Monday, reminded Indonesian pilgrims to be cautious of health risks caused by extreme had a crowd density in the Holy Land. According to Imran, temperatures in Mecca currently range between 42 to 46 degrees Celsius, with humidity levels below 30%. These conditions may lead to dehydration and fatigue, which can worsen chronic illness such as hypertension and diabetes.
Kami menghimbau kepada para jemaah haji.
We urge all pilgrims to rest after arriving in Mecca before performing the mandatory umrah. Avoid outdoor activities, including umrah, during peak heat hours between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. local time. Drink enough water or zamzam and don't wait until you feel thirsty. Try to drink at least one glass or 200 milliliters of water every hour when doing outdoor activities. To prevent disease transmission, pilgrims are also advised to wear a mask when outside the hotel, especially if they have a cough or cold.
The Indonesian government also call on all pilgrims and Hajj officers to take care of their health independently to ensure a smooth pilgrimage in the Holy Land. Imran expressed hope that the pilgrims will be able to complete all the Hajj ritual well, return home in good health, and achieve a blessed Hajj beneficial for themselves, the nation, and the country.
Indonesia promoted its cultural and national cinema through the Indonesian Night event. Filmmakers, producers, and other film industry professionals from Indonesia and other countries attended the event at the 2025 Cannes Film Festival on Saturday. Indonesia Minister of Culture Fadli Zon, during the Indonesian Cinema Night, emphasized the government's commitment to advancing a national film ecosystem grounded in Indonesian culture. Local films recorded at a record of 81 million viewers this year and controlled 67% of the Indonesian cinema market. Several Indonesian films, including Bangku, Renoir, and Jumbo, were featured in Cannes, attracting the attention of international distributors. Pajak Silat performances were also featured to promote Indonesia's intangible culture. The government invited the world to collaborate and make the Indonesia location of international film productions. The National Archives of Indonesia is advancing a digital records management to improve government's document efficiency and accessibility across the country. Ofra has the details.
The National Archives of the Republic of Indonesia, or ANRI, has reaffirmed its commitment to improving the country's records management system. This was conveyed by ANRI head Mego Pinandito during the opening of the follow-up workshop on archival proficiency held on Monday. In collaboration with relevant ministries, ANRI is advancing the use of electronic-based archival systems to ensure that government's document tracking and record keeping become more efficient and accessible.
Now, ANRI, together with the Ministry of Home Affairs, the Ministry of Communication and Digital Affairs, and the Ministry of Pan-RB, is thoroughly exploring various possibilities for the use of electronic systems. This will provide one important benefit: efficiency. We will no longer need paper. This can be avoided if we use an electronic archiving system.
Mego Pinandito also noted that infrastructure challenges remained, especially in remote areas. However, through interministerial cooperations, the digitalization of government archives is expected to reach all corners of Indonesia, supporting faster and more transparent public services. By April 2025, approximately 110 million electronic manuscripts have been accessible via the National Archives Electronic System of the Republic of Indonesia, or Sri Kandi.
That was the news. Now here is the commentary titled Participating in the Cannes Festival, Opportunity for Indonesian Films to Go Global, by Anna Trijayakasih.
Today's commentary is on participating in the Cannes Festival, opportunity for Indonesian films to go global. Indonesia is present at the International Film Festival taking place from May the 13th to 24th in Cannes, France. This is not the first time Indonesia has participated in the festival, which has been running for 78 years. Through the film Cut Nyak Din, Indonesia's name was first recorded in participating in the Cannes Film Festival and won the Best International Film Award in 1989. Not only the film that is present, Indonesian film people are also trusted to be judges at this annual festival, which is usually held in May. Indonesian renowned actress Christine Hakim was selected as a judge in 2003. This year, Yulia Evina Bara, a producer from the Indonesian production house Kawan Kawan Media, is one of the judges in Critics Week. Several Indonesian films also enliven the Cannes Film Festival or March du Film Cannes 2025. Among others are Renoir, Pangku, Timur, Ikatan Darah, Monster Pabrik Rambu, The Morning Journey, Rose Pandanwangi, and Jumbo. Indonesia also made an important note through the Indonesia Cinema Night event, which was opened by the Indonesian Minister of Culture Fadlizon on May the 18th local time. In his Instagram account, he said, "Indonesia Night is a stage for the cultural wealth and strength of Indonesian films, as well as an event to build networks for the Indonesian film industry." Indonesia's presence at the 2025 Cannes Film Festival is certainly something to be proud of. This is proof that the quality of Indonesian films can be compared to those from other countries. At the same time, it opens up great opportunities for Indonesian films to be enjoyed by world film lovers. Indonesia has also proven to have quality film industry resources, not only those who appear on screen, but also those behind the scenes. That was commentary.
Voice of Indonesia.
lalu mataku merasa malu. Semakin dalam ia malu kali ini. Kadang juga ia takut. Tatkala harus berpapasan di tengah pelariannya di malam hari.
Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you. Di sini aku merindukan dirimu. Kini ku coba mencari penggantimu, namun tak lagi kan seperti dirimu, oh kekasih.
Listener, you are still here in Voice of Indonesia, where you are about to listen to Indonesian Wonder, only on Voice of Indonesia.
Dear listeners, welcome back to today's edition of Indonesian Wonder. Today, we are going to bring you to Gili Laba in East Nusa Tenggara. Listeners, Komodo National Park is one of the most popular tourist destinations in East Nusa Tenggara Province. If you visit Komodo National Park, take the time to visit one of the small islands that is no less beautiful. Its name is Laba Island, or also known as Gili Laba or Gili Lawa. Gili Laba or Gili Lawa is a small uninhabited island located in the northern part of Komodo Island. It's located close to Komodo Island, only about 1 hour away from Komodo Island. From the port of Labuan Bajo on Flores Island, it will take about 4 hours by motor boat. To get to Labuan Bajo, you can take a plane from Denpasar, Bali. From Labuan Bajo, you can rent a boat to Gili Laba for about 80,000 rupiah per person. Gili Laba presents a natural panorama of the Flores Sea, which is incomparable in beauty from the top of the hill. When you get to Gili Laba, the white sand and clear sea water will immediately greet you. The island is dominated by savanna hills that are green during the rainy season and yellow during the dry season. Anyone who comes here will definitely enjoy the entire beautiful natural panorama. You can immediately enjoy its underwater beauty by snorkeling. In addition, you can also trek to the top of the hill, which offers an amazing view. For trekking to the top, you need to be mentally and physically strong enough because the path climbs sharply up to the slope of 70 degrees. To get to the top of the hill, it takes about 30 to 45 minutes. Although tired, when you reach the top, your fatigue will suddenly disappear because you can see the natural beauty of the island of Flores from the top of the hill in Gililaban. Many tourists wait for the sunset at the top of this hill because the panoramic sunset is very beautiful to enjoy from the top of this hilltop. To climb to the top of this hill, it's recommended that you bring enough supplies such as drinking water and food because there are no restaurants in this place. It's also recommended to use mountain sandals and bring your own snorkeling equipment. That's Indonesian Wonder. Bye-bye.
Oh,
Voice of Indonesia.
Adanya dirimu haruskah ku bertahan demi cinta ini yang tak mungkin.
Andaikan saja ada keteguhan hati untuk membuka kembali jalan cinta ini, biarkan ku menanti semua janji kita sampai batas waktu mengakhiri.
Of Indonesia with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is Menuju Bandung. Menuju Bandung, which means heading to Bandung. Stay tuned. We are going to present to you a conversation entitled Berkirim Pesan. Berkirim Pesan, which means sending messages to each other. This conversation happens between Chris George Robinson, a vlogger from Australia, and Indah, his vlog community friend in the city of Bandung, West Java. Chris tells in his vlog that he gets to know Indah at work. Let's listen to the conversation.
Perjalanan saya kali ini di Bandung ditemani oleh Indah, kawan lama saya. Kami jarang bertemu, tetapi selalu berkirim pesan.
Halo semuanya, saya Indah.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word two times, and you can repeat after me. Jarang bertemu, which means rarely meet. Tetapi, which means but. Selalu, which means always. Berkiriman, which means send each other. Pesan, which means message. Kami jarang bertemu, tetapi selalu berkiriman pesan. Kami jarang bertemu, tetapi selalu berkiriman pesan. Which means we rarely meet, but we always send messages to each other. Perjalanan, which means trip. Kali ini, which means this time. Ditemani, which means to be accompanied. Kawan lama, which means old friend. In the conversation, you hear the sentence, kami jarang bertemu, tetapi selalu berkiriman pesan. Kami jarang bertemu, tetapi selalu berkiriman pesan. Which means we rarely meet, but we always send messages to each other. In the sentence, the word berkiriman, which means send each other, it has the same meaning as saling berkirim, which means send each other. The expression berkiriman pesan has the same meaning as saling berkirim pesan. Let's listen to the other examples of using the word saling, which means each other. Berpelukan, which means hug each other. Para pemain sepak bola berpelukan setelah laga berakhir. Which means the football players hug each other after the match ends. Bersalaman, which means greet each other. Warga bersalaman pada hari lebaran, which means people greet each other on Eid al-Fitr. Bandung City is the capital of West Java province. It is located about 140 kilometers southeast of Jakarta. Bandung is the third largest city after Jakarta, and Surabaya is Java based on population. Before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Perjalanan saya kali ini di Bandung ditemani oleh Indah, kawan lama saya. Kami jarang bertemu, tetapi selalu berkirim pesan.
Halo semuanya, saya Indah.
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today. I'm Rahma, sampai jumpa.
Dengar kupu-kupu yang bicara. Of Indonesia.
Saatnya kau tengok bumi yang tertinggal. Sampai kapan
saat waktu itu ku bertanya, aku mau dengar jawabnya. Terbawalah langkahku ke sana, mantra apa entah yang istimewa, ku percaya selalu ada sesuatu di Jogja. Dengar lagu lama ini katanya, izinkan aku pulang ke kotamu, ku percaya selalu ada sesuatu di Jogja.
Of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you so much, Voice listener, for accompanying me in this 1 hour broadcast. But don't go anywhere, because after this, there will be a lot more program and information that will accompany you in the next hours of Voice of Indonesia. And don't forget to send your critique, suggestion, and also information through our social media. In Facebook account, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter account at VOI Indonesia, Instagram and TikTok in VOI_official. We also have our email address in voi@voinews.id, and also our WhatsApp number in +62 821 2381 2130. Thank you so much, Voice listener, for accompanying me. My name is Ray, and always stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.